First committee to order. Let the record reflect that it is in fact 1:04 in the PM. It is April 20th, 2022. And with us today is a quorum of myself, Representative Vice Chair Hopkins, who's pretending to be the chair today, as well as Representative McKay, Representative Cronk, Representative Gillum, and Representative Hannon. Our recording secretary is Sophia, and our LIO moderator is Lydia. Thank you both for your help today. And today we're going to be hearing from the governor's appointments to the Board of Game, from Ruth Cusack, James Cooney, and Al Barrett, as well as the Big Game Commercial Services Board, Clay Nordlum. I have a bill hearing up that should be starting at 1:30, but I think I'm the second bill up, so we'll go through as much of this as we can, and when I have to duck out of here, I'll pass the gavel over to Representative Hannon. We're going to start with the Board of Game, whose role is to conserve and develop Alaska's wildlife resources. Ms. Cusack, you're in person. Can you please come up to the table, put your name on the record and any affiliations you have, and please provide the opening statements for your experience and qualifications.
Hello, everyone. My name is Ruth Cusack. I am the vice president for SCI Alaska chapter. Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity. I am originally from Iowa, and I grew up, my father hunted to put meat on the table. I joined the Army right out of high school. I was an Army medic. Then I met my husband, Lewis, in 2006, and I moved up to Alaska in the spring of 2007. And ever since then, I've kind of been all over the state hunting and fishing and enjoying everything Alaska has to offer. I absolutely love remote wilderness hunting. We go on several hunts a year. We hunt moose, caribou, mountain goat, black-tailed deer. We go on several hunts a year. We do a float hunt for moose in Unit 23 every single year since I've moved here. There are times that I've actually thought that I spent more time in a tent than I do in my own bed at home. I obtained my assistant guide license back in 2020, and I did that just so we can spend some time together as husband and wife. You know, we go on, one hunt a year, just for a few weeks. Basically, about me, what I do is I'm pretty much a professional volunteer. I have volunteered for Alaska Healing Hearts. We did a black bear camp for veterans suffering from PTSD. I helped guide the veterans hunting bears. I helped with Becoming an Outdoors Woman program for their winter workshop, where ladies come and they'll spend the entire weekend, you know, learning about the outdoors. I teach moose hunting, field dressing, and butchering wild game. I also help with Raise Them Outdoors. It's a kids program, and they kind of do the same thing that the Becoming an Outdoors Woman does, is they'll go ahead and they'll take, and it's usually kids that really need it. Like this last camp, they took some kids from the Muldoon School District, and we took them out, and we went, you know, taught them how to go fishing and, you know, shooting and archery. It's a very rewarding experience. I've really enjoyed that. I've been on the SCI board since 2012. I really enjoy it. We just looked at the application, and it was about a month ago I was contacted. My husband and I were in Costa Rica, and I got a phone call asking me if I'd like to get on the board again. And I told him right away, it's like, no, not really. And I got off the phone with him and talked to my husband about it, and he said that, you know, I'm just as good as anybody, that I could do it, you know, just as much as anybody else could. So I went ahead and called him back a couple days later and asked him if the job was still open, and here I am today. I want to make sure that everybody knows my main objective is ensuring that there's adequate, harvestable, and healthy populations of game in Alaska. It's part of the state's constitution, and it's what I firmly believe is what's most important to me. And I also understand the importance of wild harvest to many rural families and supporting traditional generational subsistence use. I understand the importance of all that. I also understand that tourism and non-consumptive use is very important as well. People come to Alaska to view its natural beauty and its wildlife. It's a huge part of our economy, and I see that, you know, with McNeil River viewing, with you know, all the different bear viewing and you know, the Denali Park and everything. I understand that. That's a huge part of being on the board of game as well. I am a passionate female hunter. I will bring diversity to the board of game. At this time, there's no women on the board of game, so I add a little extra aspect to the board of game. Women hunters are a huge part of Alaska, and it's, you know, growing every year. My family hunts to put meat in our freezer. That's what we do. We don't eat, you know, meat from the grocery store or fish from the store. That's what we do. It's who we are. We also share any extra game that we have with people who are less fortunate. We do Hunters for the Hungry. We donate food to people who are less, you know, fortunate or can't get out and hunt for themselves. As a conservationist who cares deeply for the future of our resources, it's the highest honor to be appointed to the board of game. And I want to thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Thank you very much, Ms. Cusack. Do we have any questions from members of the committee? Representative Gillum.
Yeah, thank you, Chair Hopkins. Not really a question. You're not a professional speaker, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm scared to death.
Yeah, don't be afraid.
Don't be
afraid. Just be you.
Thank you.
But as a husband and a father and a father-in-law, I have three women in my family that hunt and three on their way up. So my granddaughter, my youngest is 7. And my, I get in trouble for that. She is 8. And her sister is 10. And then my oldest granddaughter is 14. And then my daughter-in-law. And believe me, my daughter-in-law could hold this position very easily. She is avid hunter and outdoorsman. So I appreciate you stepping up to do this. And hopefully you can be woman on the board. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Gillum. Do we have additional questions or comments? Seeing none from members of the committee, Ms. Cusack, I wanted to follow up with a couple questions that we'd covered in our meeting together. Have you ever been to a regional advisory committee for the Board of Game or attended any of those?
No, I have not, but I do understand the importance of them, and I have researched them, you know, quite a bit these last few days, and I'm looking forward to attending as many of them as possible.
Great. Thank you. Have you ever been to any Board of Game meetings, wherever they've been held in the state, either virtually or in person?
You know, I have attended them with my husband in the past because he's made proposals to them. But I can admit that I never really paid much attention.
Thank you. Have you ever sat on any boards or bodies, we've reviewed state regulations involving hunting and harvesting regulations at the state level.
No, but I'm anxious to do so and to learn.
Thank you. You have said you have an assistance guide license in your resume here. Can you just expound on how you've used that guide license, the assistance guide license, if you have, and your experience in guiding, if there is any that you have?
I received it in 2020, and we go on the peninsula and we hunt brown bears, in the spring, and it's only every other year on the peninsula. So I've only been a couple of times, and it's just a great way for my husband and myself, you know, to spend some time hunting together. I don't make any income hardly off of it. So it's just kind of a small thing that we do.
Thanks. So just on a follow-up to that, is your husband a guide and you are the assistant who goes with him?
No. He is in a Class A guide, which is just one step above an assistant. We work for a master guide.
Okay, so there's a master guide, then, sorry.
Oh, yes. The master guide is the one. He books all the hunts and does all the advertising and everything else. When they had initially contacted me about getting me on the board of game, they didn't even realize I had an assistant guide license because I never really, told anybody because it wasn't a big thing to me.
That makes sense. Thank you for that. And then you mentioned non-consumptive use being important, and I appreciate that because I hear a lot about that from my constituents as well. Something I've asked board member or board applications in past years on this committee for the Board of Game is, do they think that there's a place and a role for a non-consumptive user on the Board of Game especially if they know the laws and they know the regulations and they know all the statutes and requirements behind the decisions that they'll be making on the Board of Game, do they think that there's a place for a non-consumptive user and voice on the Board of Game as an appointee? And how do you feel about that opportunity for non-consumptive users who know all the rules and the regs?
I think it's important that people understand that there are duties for the Board of Game for non-hunting, for tourism, with the bear viewing. It's important to recognize that.
Thank you. Representative Hannon.
Thank you, through the chair. Ms. Cusack, I just need to clarify, because you referenced it, the brown bear hunts first on the peninsula, you mean the Alaska Peninsula?
Yes.
And in those hunts, you're working in the capacity as assistant guides, you have clients with you?
Yes, but he has to be there.
Right,
Okay,
so. Yeah, I was just.
I can't do it by myself.
Right, but I was just trying to clarify. So you were working. You just only referenced your husband, but then said you were guiding, and so I just wanted to clarify there were clients with you on the hunts.
It's kind of like a learner's permit.
Right, but
yes,
right. As opposed to when I go on a husband hunt, we behave different than when we have others with us on the hunt.
Yes,
there might be stricter instructions given to him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Representative Hannon. Representative Kronk, you had a comment or question?
Yeah. Thank you, Chair Hopkins. I just want to touch on an assistant guide. I think most people know me. I hunt to fill my freezer and share with people. I also have an assistant guide license in my pocket. And it doesn't make me a guide, and it doesn't change my perspective on the purpose of game management. I got four daughters that hunt, so I you know, if you are approved to the Board of Game, you will offer an interesting perspective. But I would also suggest, I know you know somebody, Sue Ansminger, that could be a really good resource for you if you're on the Board of Game. So if you are so, I would highly recommend you chat with Sue.
I just got been texting with Sue. She's a good supporter of mine.
Thank you. I strongly agree with Representative Kronk about the importance for diversity of voices on the Board of Game. Thank you. As Representative Gillum had mentioned, too. Do we have any other additional comments or questions? Seeing none, I think you're off the hot seat, Ms. Cusack.
Thank you. Very
certainly. Next up, do we have James Cooney, who's online. Mr. Cooney, can you please state your name and affiliation for the record and tell the committee about your experience and qualifications for this nomination?
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear. Please proceed.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the Resources Committee. For the record, my name is James Cooney, and the following is a little bit about myself, my experience and qualifications to serve as a member of the Board of Game. I moved to Alaska in 2004 after graduating from Gonzaga University with a bachelor's degree in business administration and being commissioned as a second lieutenant in the United States Army. I began serving as an active duty officer with the 172nd Stryker Brigade Combat Team at Fort Wainwright. Alaska was my first choice of duty stations because ever since I was a young boy, I dreamed of hunting in Alaska. After serving a 16-month tour in Iraq, I returned to Alaska and made the difficult decision to not pursue a career in the as an Army officer. Instead, I bought a home in Eagle River and chose to pursue my childhood dreams of hunting in Alaska. I was honorably just discharged from the Army after 4.5 years of service and began working as an Army civilian for the U.S. Army Alaska headquarters. Between my military service and government civilian service combined, I have 17-plus years of service working for U.S. Army Alaska. Throughout my 17-plus years in Alaska, I have tried to hunt whenever time away from work has allowed me to. Hunting has allowed me to see places in the state that I would have never otherwise had the chance of seeing. And most importantly, hunting has allowed me to establish relationships with people that I never would have had the chance to meet, especially in rural locations. My passion for hunting in Alaska and the core values of selfless service that I learned in the Army drove me to begin volunteering with the Safari Club International Alaska chapter and also the Alaska Wild Sheep Foundation in order to help raise money for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game for wildlife conservation. From 2015 to through 2017, I volunteered to serve as a director on the board of Safari Club International Alaska chapter. And from 2017 through the present, I have volunteered to serve as a director on the board of the Alaska Wild Sheep Foundation. Over the past 7 years, I'm very proud that my volunteer work has helped raise money that has gone directly towards Alaska Department of Fish and Game for wildlife conservation. I am here today to ask for your consideration of my appointment to the Board of Game so that I may take the next step in my effort to serve the state in conserving and maintaining its wildlife resources. Thank you for your consideration today.
Thank you very much, Mr. Cooney. Do you have any questions for Mr. Cooney from members of the committee? Representative Hannon.
Thank you, through the chair. Mr. Cooney, you're currently on the board, and it shows on the board's home landing page where it has little descriptions, you were appointed in 2021, and that your term does it end to 2024. And so I'm trying to understand why the term is being reappointed at this point in time, and I'm hoping you can help me decipher that.
Through the chair, so you're correct. In July of 2021 is when I was appointed, and then I served this last January and March for the Region 4 and statewide Board of Game meetings. And so I was actually slated to, I've already went through the Senate Resource Committee confirmation hearing in, I believe, February. And then I was slated to meet with you all in March, but it was delayed until today. So I'm just still going through the confirmation process.
Okay. So follow-up?
Follow-up.
So you've never had a confirmation vote, is what you're saying? You've not been voted on by the legislature? So you've been serving on the board since 2021, and if you receive a full confirmation vote, your term will go to 2024?
Through the chair, Representative, that's correct. So I've never received a confirmation vote, and then we didn't do any work in 2021. My first duties began in January and then in March of 2022. That's correct.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Representative Rauscher has a question or comment.
So thank you, through the chair. I was just wondering, James, why do you want to sit on the board to begin with?
So through the chair, going back to just selfless service as a core value, when I got out of the Army, I really missed volunteering and I missed serving. What I tried to do was get myself involved with wildlife conservation through the different nonprofit organizations in Alaska. Started with SEI and then currently serving still through Alaska Wild Sheep Foundation. in 2021 when a seat became available. I thought it was important for me to continue to take that next step, to continue to serve. And, you know, here I am as an appointee in front of you all, just wanting to continue to serve and conserve the wildlife resources in the state on the Board of Game.
I just follow up real quick. The reason I didn't ask Ms. Kuzak the same question was I had spoke to her in my office and asked her that one while she was in my office. So it's not like I avoided one to ask the other. Thank you.
Certainly. Thanks for that fairness, Representative Rauscher. Do we have any other questions from members of the committee for this applicant, Mr. Cooney? All right, Mr. Cooney, so just on my same line of questioning as Representative Rauscher said, we want to make sure they're fair questions and we ask everybody the same kind of thing. You've been on the board for several months already, so I'm assuming you've been to a Board of Game meeting and have paid attention to the regional advisory committees for the Board of Game, having been on there for several months as it is. Do you have any, and we don't have your exact official resume here, the general information as we do for the other applicants. Do you have any guiding licenses or assistant guiding licenses or anything like that that might be a licensure that could be a conflict for you while on the Board of Game?
Yes. So I do hold an assistant guide license. I keep it current. I am not an active assistant hunting guide. My career as an assistant hunting guide was short-lived due to vacation time required to step away from my day job as an Army civilian working for U.S. Army Alaska. So my career as an assistant guide consisted of six total clients that spanned over a 1.5-year period beginning in spring of 2014 and ended in the fall of 2015. So by comparison, you know, I have 16 more years of resident hunting experience than I do assistant guiding hunting experience. But I would say that, you know, my experience as an Alaskan resident hunter, you know, far exceeds my experience as a licensed assistant guide. I would like to put on the record, though, that my experience as an assistant guide was pretty incredible. I got to go to some places in the state, as I mentioned in my opening comments, where I was able to meet quite a few folks and have remained friends with them in some rural locations. That I don't think I ever probably would have been able to had I not been an assistant guide. I do miss it, but I think it's important to also hunt for myself. And that was my conflict was, I had to either choose to give my vacation time up to hunt as a resident hunter of Alaska or to, give up my vacation time to be an assistant guide. And so the decision was pretty easy that, I wanted to continue to be a resident hunter myself. So.
Thank you, Mr. Cooney. And then, as I asked Ms. Cusack as well, and other applicants in the past, do you see that there's a place for non-consumptive users being appointed to the Board of Game? Is that something you think would fit well or have a place in those decisions being made?
Sure. So I think if the governor were to appoint someone, and then also the state legislature were to confirm somebody, I think that's their prerogative. The one concern that I've had, you know, through conversations with folks about specific users or stakeholders on the Board of Game is the only concern that I would have is that it might not allow somebody to be as objective as possible when listening and understanding proposals. I think objectivity is one of my biggest strengths that I bring to the board. And I think that that's important when you're reviewing all these proposals. And the reason is because I think that if you are a specific, if you're a specific user or represent a specific stakeholder group, perhaps you might not have the wildlife resource the wildlife resources best interest in mind when looking at these proposals. That's not to say that someone, you know, who was appointed and confirmed wouldn't be, but that would be my only concern if you had somebody who was specifically seated or if there was a seat that was set aside for a specific user.
Thank you, Mr. Cooney, for that answer. Representative Hannon.
Thank you. Through the chair. Mr. Cooney, you said that you have not used your assistant hunting guide license in a number of years, but that you keep it current. Could you tell me if you anticipate using it in the near future or why you've chosen to keep it current if you're not using it and your hunting doesn't require it?
Sure. Through the chair, Representative Hannon, thanks for asking that question. I think it's important to get on the record. So you're correct. I have not used it since 2015. I do not plan on using it anytime in the future. I've got about 18 more years of my Army civilian career before I can retire. And so I don't see myself being able to use the assistant guide license anytime in the near future. However, to answer your question about why I maintain it, since I was able to get my assistant hunting guide license, the requirements to obtain one have changed since then, and they've made the requirements to submit your application, some of the experiences a little more strict, and so that wasn't initially my intent to keep it for that reason, but. Now, you know, I worked pretty hard just to get that assistant guide license to be able to hold it. And, you know, like most things in life, once you've earned that, I just want to maintain it just because I earned it. So I hope that answers the question.
Follow up. So since you've been on the board and had the opportunity to go to meetings, could you foresee board decisions where you're going to need to be, and the phrase gets used is conflicted out, because you've either guided in a unit that the decision is being made about or potentially were going to guide in that unit, even if you weren't actively using it? Would you view that as something that you would need to declare as a conflict because it's somewhere that you have worked as a hunter, or have conflict outs not arisen in the meetings that you've been at?
No, I don't. It's a really good question, and the reason I don't feel that way, let me back up, I would if it's something that, you know, in the disclosures during the initial portion of the meeting that the other board members felt would put me in conflict. That's no problem. I mean, obviously, that's what you do. But no, the reason I say no is because, you know, some of those same units that I guided in, I've also continued to hunt in as a resident. And so, you know, like, for instance, I guided in Game Management Unit 9 on the Alaska Peninsula for brown bear back in 2014. I also went down there and hunted just this last year, yeah, in 2021 as a resident with a friend. Same thing with Game Management Unit 19, Charlie. I've been in there in 2014 and 15 to guide sheep. And I've also gone back there since to hunt as a resident hunter myself, although that was through the Theory land use permit program. So I don't think that it inflicts me just because I've guided before, but and certainly, you know, if I was to feel that way, I might also have to feel that way because I was a resident hunter that hunted in that area as well. Does that answer the question?
Yes, thank you.
Any other questions or comments from any committee members for Mr. Cooney? It doesn't look like any. So, Mr. Cooney, thank you for calling in. Please stay online in case there's any questions following the public comment that we'll have here in a minute. All right, next up we have Mr. Al Barrett, also an applicant for reappointment to the Board of Game. Mr. Barrett, welcome back to the House Resources Committee. Can you please put your name on the record and tell the committee about your experience and qualifications?
Thank you, Mr. Chair Hopkins and members of the committee. My name is Al Barrett. I live in Fairbanks. I have three adult children, one grandson, who were all born in Fairbanks. My son is a contractor by trade. My oldest daughter is director of school in Arizona. And my youngest daughter is a dispatcher for a local fuel company. They were all raised utilizing Alaska Fish and Wild resources. We all participate in all uses of subsistence, personal use, and sport fisheries. We only take what we can use and share, and we share with our elders in our community and rural communities. My wife, Linda Baschke, is a project manager for UA statewide and is a licensed Alaskan falconer, and she is currently working with a peregrine falcon named Ulu. I served in the Army for approximately 10 years before I was honorably discharged. Fairbanks was my last duty station. My primary occupation is a fur dresser, and I've done this since 1992 in the community. I also supplement my income from my trapping efforts, and I currently have a Class A guides license, which I utilize about 10 days a year, though the last 2 years I have not guided due to the low numbers of sheep in the area that I would work in. With that stated, I do not have a commercial interest in guiding, as I do not advertise or contract hunts. I only participate in the guiding as an employee of registered guides. My interest on being in the Board of Game is not to favor commercial interests, but to manage our wildlife resources and to provide as many opportunities as we can with sustainable management in mind. In January's meeting, there was a proposal to have a separate brown bear season for residents only, no guides, in portions of Unit 9, the Alaska Peninsula. I supported this proposal, and it passed. It may have been the first time that it's ever happened where residents will not have non-residents in the field for brown bears in portions of that unit. I believe I'm very well qualified to serve as a Board of Game member. My interest in public affairs started over 20 years ago when I first got involved at a very local level. I ran for an elected seat at the Fairbanks Fish and Game Advisory Committee, where I served until I was appointed to the Board of Game. Through this committee, I was engaged with the public, the borough, the city, the state, and federal governments. I have good judgment and knowledge per wildlife management. I understand our constitutional mandates, and I have versed myself with our statutes, regulations, wildlife management plans, and public interest. I educated myself to understand wildlife data and science. I have a very diversity of interest locally, as I've stated, at a local level, but also statewide. I've served for many years on the Western Arctic Caribou Working Group, the 40-Mile Caribou Coalition, the Wood Bison Planning Team, Dall Sheep Working Group, statewide revision of bear baiting regulations, collaborated with trapping groups to align fur bear seasons regionally, and worked on intensive management plans. I'm currently working on understanding the effects of lead shot and bullets that may have an issue on our raptor populations. I have dedicated decades of my time understanding, protecting, providing, and complying with state subsistence and the laws. With the number of years that I've been involved with wildlife processes, I bring a historical background to the Board of Game on certain issues. I try to communicate clearly with the public and other board members. I attend as many AC meetings as I can statewide. We can do it via Zoom these days. And I make myself available to the public. Lastly, I took the initiative to head up a subcommittee for the Board of Game to develop a working draft on how the Board of Game could conduct an in-person meeting or a hybrid of a meeting during this COVID pandemic, which we did get to use these last two meetings. And I'll end mine there, and thank you for your time, and I can answer any questions.
All right. Just so you know, because you can't see us, we've switched chairs. Representative Hopkins has to step out to field the bill in another committee. Representative Rauscher.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Chairman Hedden. So I was wondering, I was reading your, and I heard what you had to say. Basically, I might understand that you've been just a sheep hunting guide. Is that what you said?
Through the chair, Representative Rauscher, I've primarily been sheep guiding since 2006 or so.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I just wanted to make sure I heard you right. Thank you.
Other members? Okay. Mr. Barrett, I have one question. This is Rep. Hannon. In the time that you've served on the board, have you found that you needed to conflict out on any issues because of either your licensure or, I guess, maybe there's falcon regulations, raptor regs, that perhaps there would be a conflict over?
Chair Hannon, yes, I've had to declare a conflict of interest. I always make that a point at the beginning of each meeting after I've reviewed all the proposals and let the chair know. So, yes, there's always a potential for me to be conflicted out, as many interest that I've had and do.
All right. Thank you. Seeing no one else seeking the floor, I think you're off the hot seat. We would ask you to stay online because we will have some public testimony, and sometimes that brings up questions we want to follow up on. With that, we're going to go to the next candidate, and this is, we're actually switching boards. This is for the Big Game Commercial Services Board. We have the nominee appointee, Clay Nordlum, and Mr. Nordlum is on our team screen at the back of the room. So, Mr. Nordlum, if you'd please put your name on the record and tell the committee about your experience and qualifications.
Great. Through the chair, my name is Clay Nordlum. For the Big Game Commercial Services Board seat of a private landholder, I am born and raised in Coxview, Alaska. I have lived here for the past 10 years. Before that, I was in the Air Force for 4 years and living in and around Anchorage for another 9 years beyond that. I'm a Nana shareholder, native allotment owner, subsistence hunter and fisherman. I hold a private pilot's license. I own a couple boats, four-wheelers, ATVs, everything we need up here to get out in the country, which is what I love to do. The reason I signed up to be on the Big Game Commercial Services Board was just to be a local voice out in the rural communities on a board that has a local landholder seat that had been open for about a year. So I noticed it. I'd been told about it. And I signed up for that seat, which I've attended a couple Big Game Commercial Services Board meetings. But it was only for a 8 month period. Now I'm going through our confirmation process here in front of you all. My wife is also born and raised up here in Coxview, Alaska. She is a nurse at the local hospital. We both love being out in the country, love hunting, fishing. We stock our freezers every year and, yep, that's all I have. Thank you very much.
Representative Rauscher.
Yeah. Through the chair, I have, I was wondering, I've got a letter here for Clay Besnick. I have a, it says Clay Besnick on the, and then it's on the front page, I believe, and then it says Clay Nordlum. So I'm wondering, do I have the right papers? And if I do, if I have the right names. I see. So my whoever arranged the book has got them on top of each other. Apologize. Thank you.
Mr. Nordlum, you're going to be off the hot seat. There's another gentleman named Clay whose name is for the Board of Fish, I believe. He's for another board that's before us. And lo and behold, sometimes the staff just looked at the front first names and they put it all together.
So disregard the question because I'll just remove these from the side of the packet. Thank you.
Mr. Nordlum, we only have sort of the generic resume before us. What's your current day job?
I work for the Northwest Arctic Borough as the planning director here in Kotzebue, Alaska.
Okay. Is it spring there yet?
Yeah, well, I saw some seagulls up here the other day, but only a couple. We've still got plenty of ice and a lot of snow. So
okay.
It seems like spring. It's sunny, so that's good.
All right. Representative Kronk.
Thank you, Chair Hannah. I got a question. So you want to be on the Big Game Commercial Service. Is there a specific reason why you want to? Is there issues up in your area that are concerned to you that you want to be on this board?
Yes, specifically up here in Coxview, we have a few issues or complaints from communities for issues with transporters taking hunters out in Unit 23 up here in Coxview. Sibiu, and dropping them off just one after the other after the other on public land, which is actually state land. That's what piqued my interest as I looked into the seat and met with a couple of the members of the board. We deal with transporters and some of the issues which they have, marine transporters down south that, you know, they have issues with dropping on private land. But that really piqued my interest. Other than that, I've looked into the laws that govern guides and transporters, and that's really what's become more interesting to me is how we write. Sorry, somebody just walked in my house. How do we correct some deficiencies in the way we handle transporters and guides?
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Doiglin, I don't see anyone else seeking my attention. So, again, we're going to take you off the hot seat, but we're going to ask you to stand by because we're going to take up public testimony, and sometimes in public testimony it raises questions that we'll come back to. With that, I'm going
Sounds great. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for your time today. We're going to gavel in for public testimony, and public testimony is now open. Is there anyone in the room seeking to testify? Come on forward. We'll take you first. And if you'll put your name on the record and any affiliation, and then give us your testimony.
Yeah, good afternoon. My name is Louis Cusack. I'm the executive director for SCI Alaska Chapter, and I'm the worst half of Ruth Cusack. So I'm testifying today on behalf of Ruth Cusack. In support of her. You know, Ruth's a passionate remote wilderness hunter. She'd be a great representative for the largest growing demographic in our hunting community, outdoors woman. She will bring insight and perspective to the Board of Game that has not been present for some time, and she will set an example that will encourage others and other women to participate in the outdoors. Ruth and I have hunted almost every part of the state, and like most Alaska outdoor families, you know, we hunt, we gather, and we use our wildlife resources to fill our freezer and share Alaska's wild organic game, meat, and fish with others less fortunate than ourselves. She currently serves as the vice president of SCI Alaska Chapter, and she is, SCI Alaska Chapter is a nonprofit organization that in 2022 alone will contribute over $1.2 million when matched with Pittman and Robinson Fund, the Alaska Division of Wildlife Conservation. She volunteers for numerous charitable programs such as Alaska Healing Hearts, Becoming an Outdoors Woman, Youth Day at the Range, and most recently, the Raise My Outdoors program. These programs and numerous others have all benefited by Ruth's willingness to serve. She focuses a lot of her efforts on programs that encourage women and children to get out and enjoy the outdoors, placing special emphasis on the benefits of hunting and enjoying wild organic foods. Ruth is a thoughtful and considerate person that will take the time to listen to all sides of the many issues that come before the Board of Game. As a member of the Board of Game, she will work tirelessly to do the research and listen to all testimony and make a fair decision that is based in the best interest of the resource and on behalf of all user groups. As a person that has hunted, worked, volunteered, and lived with Ruth Cusack for many years, I can assure you that no one will outwork her. And when it comes to Ruth, no truer words have ever been spoken than her actions speak much louder than her words. I once again, I encourage you to support Ruth Cusack for the Board of Game, and I thank you for the opportunity to testify.
Thank you, Mr. Cusack. We're going to jump online. We actually have quite a few people to testify. And we're going to start at the Fairbanks LIO with Randy Zarnuck. Mr. Zarnuck, if you'll go ahead and put your name and affiliation on the record.
The name is Randy Zarnke, and I serve as president of the Alaska Trappers Association. I'd like to speak in support of the appointment and confirmation of Al Barrett to the Board of Game. I've seen Al in action at a variety of meetings from my own organization to local advisory committees and also more recently on the Game Board itself. He's always well informed, oftentimes the most well informed person in the room, has a great understanding of the relationship between statutes and regulations, and often points out conflicts that might exist. Oftentimes he has a better understanding than lawyers or legislators, by my experience. In this regard, he's been self-taught, motivated to educate himself on these details. Al interacts with people who testify before the game board by asking questions, often leading to greater clarity of the testimony itself. So I'll just stop there and encourage you all to support Al's confirmation. Thank you.
Thank you for taking the time today to be with us and to share your testimony. The next person we'll take is also in Fairbanks, Virgil Uppenauer. Mr. Uppenauer, if you'll go ahead and put your name and any affiliation on the record and give us your testimony.
Good afternoon. My name is Virgil Uppenauer. I'm a member of the Fairbanks Fish and Game Advisory Committee. I also served 3 terms on the Board of Fisheries. I am a master hunting guide. I've known Al Barrett since at least 1992 because I also own a meat and fish processing facility in Fairbanks. He's a fur dresser, runs a fur tannery, so we actually do business together. But we served together on the Fairbanks Fish and Game Advisory Committee for in excess of 15 years, ever since I got off the Board of Fisheries. Mr. Barrett, what Mr. Zarnke said about him, I fully concur. Al is an extremely hard worker, very knowledgeable, and he gets along well with people, which some board members don't do that very well. But anyway, I totally support Al. I actually support all of the people up for confirmation today. I'm both the one person on the Big Game Commercial Services Board and also for the Board of Game. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Uppenauer. Thank you for having served on the board. We know it takes a lot of time out of one's personal life and scheduling. It doesn't always allow you to take the hunts or do the fishing trips you want because the schedule's set without regard to your interests. We're going to jump to the off-nets. We're going to start with Ted Spraker in Soldotna. Mr. Spraker, go ahead and put your name on the record and give us your testimony.
Well, good afternoon, Madam Chair and members of the House Resources Committee. And thank you for the opportunity to testify today. For your record, my name is Ted Spraker, and I live in Soldotna. And after I retired in 02 from the Department of Fish and Game, I served 6 consecutive terms on the Board of Game, and that's a total of 46 years involvement in the board process. And hopefully, I learned a few things about what it takes to be a really effective board member. And with that in mind, I support all 3 appointments before you today, Ruth Krusak, Al Barrett, and James Cooney. You know, I've known Al for many years and served with him on the Board of Game. Like others have said, Al was always prepared, and he was one of the leaders when it came in building a solid record necessary, for each of the votes that the board was dealing with. I just recently met James during the meeting in Fairbanks. We met several times, and I was really impressed with his actions on the board, and I strongly support James. You know, I've also known Ruth for quite some time, but I've actually known about her even longer. You know, Ruth is not only an accomplished outdoors person, but I'll guarantee you won't find a person that's more dedicated to wildlife conservation, and especially helping youth hunters. I've always been impressed with all the things that she has done. You know, she was also selected from a group of 80 women, this is nationwide, for the Extreme Huntress Award, and she was also honored with the SCI Diane Award. And you should look these up. These are pretty prestigious awards. But one of the things that I've learned about the board, because it's a real steep learning curve the first couple meetings, is you must be committed and have the time to serve on the board. And knowing these three, they all three have that commitment and they have time to serve on the board and be effective board members. I'd like to mention one quick thing about guides, because that keeps coming up. There's only one registered guide on the board. And one of the requirements for a seat on the board is your experience in the outdoors and knowledge of wildlife. And as I've always known, if you really want to know something about an area, ask a guide or a trapper. And the reason is they spend time in the area, they go back to the area year after year, and they're very knowledgeable about those areas. And as far as the board, you know, that was never really a conflict on the board. There's always maybe a proposal or two each meeting. You know, we usually would have 100-plus proposals to deal with at board meetings. And there may be one or two conflicts. A person would have to recuse himself for it. But being an assistant guide on the board has never been a problem. It's actually been an asset on the board. And I watched that for 18 years that I was on the board. And I hate to see anybody not accepted for the board because they may hold an assistant guide license. Madam Chair, thank you very much. I really appreciate the opportunity to testify. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Spraker, for taking the time to be with us today. The next is Mark Richard with Resident Hunters of Alaska. Please go ahead, put yourself on the record, and give us your testimony, Mr. Richards.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Can you hear me okay?
Perfect.
Thank you. For the record, my name is Mark Richards. I'm the Executive Director of Resident Hunters of Alaska, and I'm representing an organization today. I hope you've all had a chance to read the letter that we sent in. I wanted to let you know that we also sent this letter to all of the individuals up for Board of Game confirmation, and we have discussed our position with them in the hopes they understand where we are coming from. The current reappointment to the Board of Game, Ruth Kuzak, Al Barrett, and James Cooney, that you will vote on in joint session soon, are all licensed hunting guides. If all are confirmed, there would then be 5 licensed hunting guides and 1 retired guide on the 7-member board. I would like to correct Mr. Spraker. I do believe that both Lynn Keough and Jake Fletcher, who are currently on the board, are both registered guides. Josh Hoffman is a retired guide. I would certainly believe that all the individuals appointed or reappointed to the Board of Game are qualified to serve. We must oppose in principle the addition of any more guides to the Board of Game, regardless of class of their guide license, as it clearly does not provide a diversity of interest and points of view that the statute calls for with board appointments, and unbalances the board, real or perceived, in favor of commercial hunting interests. Beyond that, it is just horrible optics that exacerbates what so many resident hunters already believe, that the Board of Game does not value or consider their opinion. I wanted to say, too, this whole thing about an assistant guide license somehow being, what, meaningless, is ridiculous. Most all of the guides, the vast majority of all the guides in the state are assistant guides, and that's who does most of the guiding in the state. None of this is personal, and it puts us in a very uncomfortable position to oppose good qualified people to serve on the board. I wanted to point out that we have always made Board of Game recommendations to boards and commissions and the governor's office, and we currently have 4 individuals we have recommended, 3 men and 1 woman. All are highly qualified, and none hold a guide license of any kind. There are over 100,000 Alaskans that purchase a hunting license every year and contribute more than $1 billion to our economy in hunting pursuits. Less than 1% of those Alaskans hold a guide license. But somehow we are going to be okay with a majority Board of Game membership of hunting guides? It isn't like there aren't any other qualified applicants who aren't guides. This is just really frustrating for us to be in this position. I don't like it. It's been very hard. But what's the purpose of the statute requiring a balanced board if we don't adhere to it? when Mr. Tooney was asked about having non-consumptive user representation on the board, he replied in part that if you represent a specific user group, he has concerns that you may not be objective. So are we going to say that by holding a guide license, you don't represent that specific user group? I have an op-ed that will be published in the Empire tomorrow. It's online today. I hope you all read it. I'm sorry I couldn't be there. And in the end, again, this is impersonal. We know and like all of these individuals. We just believe it sets a really horrible precedent to have so many guys on the Board of Games. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Richards, for taking the time to be with us and share your opinions today. The next person is Jeff Garnas. Mr. Garnas, go ahead and put yourself on the record and give us your testimony.
Hello. Yes, this is Jeff Garnas, and last name is G-A-R-N-E-S-S. I've lived in Alaska since 1969. I'm actually a Samish tribal member. I'm an environmental engineer. I sit on the Alaska Board of Architects, Engineers, and Land Surveyors, so I'm familiar with the challenges that takes to be on a board, and I'm also a current board member of Safari Club Alaska chapter, where I've served 3 terms as president. I'm not the current president, and I'm speaking as a private citizen. I'm calling in support of appointment of Ruth Cusack to the Board of Game. I've had the opportunity to work with her for many years. I don't know how much I can add beyond her own personal testimony. I think that I can attest to the fact that she's a hunter, to the core. She's not only for sport but subsistence. I know that's important to their family. She has a history of service in conservation, hunter education, hunter rights and access issues, and as well as veterans outreach issues, providing them opportunities to hunt. So she has a heart for service. She has a history of engagement in outdoor hunting issues and regulations, that I'm familiar with through our service on the SCI board. And I know she has a tremendous personal commitment to this. I think she's very level-headed. She's going to bring up a woman's perspective that I think is important. And I would strongly encourage the committee members to move her name forward in this nomination process. I appreciate the opportunity to speak, and I'm open to any questions you may have.
Thank you, Mr. Garnas, for taking the time to be with us today and sharing your support for Ms. Cusack. Our next person to testify is Mike Seawright.
I'm here.
Go ahead. Give us your name and any affiliation and your testimony.
Thank you. If it may please you, through the chair.
Hold on. Why don't you get a little closer to your mic if you can? You're just a little low.
Okay.
That's a little better.
Again, through the chair. Good. You can hear me?
Good. Radio check clear. Go ahead.
Thank you. I am Mike Seawright. Spelling of the last name is F-E-W-R-I-G-H-T. I am also on the board of directors of the Alaska Chapter Safari Club International. I am, in addition, a former Assistant Attorney General, State of Alaska Department of Law. For many years, I advised and litigated for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, chiefly in state and federal subsistence and game management issues. So I have some familiarity with the issues presented to the Board of Game and those that will be presented to its appointees. I am now retired. The SCI Alaska chapter strongly supports the Board of Game appointees, Ruth Cusack, James Tooney, and Alan Barrett. They are all individuals who we believe will responsibly manage our critical wildlife resources and make balanced decisions in the best interest of all user groups. And in this, I am also, in addition to speaking for myself, I am also speaking for the Alaska chapter, along with Mr. Garnas and Mr. Cusack, who are at least disqualified to do so. But John Sturgeon, president of SCI Alaska chapter, is in meetings of the Mental Health Trust Board today, so he asked me to speak to you also on behalf of the chapter. Now, I speak about Ruth Cusack in particular, whom John Sturgeon and I have worked with closely for several years, along with Mr. Garness and, of course, Mr. Cusack. I emailed you a letter supporting Ms. Cusack on April 9. I know John did also. In her position as a board member and very engaged vice president for SCI Alaska, she has shown initiative, energy, hard work, and professional practicality in the interest of Alaska's wildlife populations, together with supporting ADF&G wildlife conservation initiatives and hunter education, especially among our youth. I have seen that Ms. Cusack, although an avid hunter, more importantly, understands and respects the concept of supporting sustainable wildlife populations first, regardless of pressures from hunting or other influences. I don't see Ms. Cusack favoring guiding interests, period. And she's more of a subsistence user. I guess you could call her a recreational user, but not really. She's more of a subsistence user, but she has a very broad perspective. Again, it is my pleasure to highly recommend these appointees. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Seawright, for taking the time to share your opinion with us today. The next person is William Schenck or Schneck. Mr. Schenck, go ahead and put your name on the record and give us your testimony.
My name is William Schenck. I currently live in Wasilla. I've been a resident of the state since 1973, so I have a couple years here. I do not mean to detract from any of the very qualified people that have volunteered to spend their time and so forth on the Board of Game. I have taken part in regional advisory councils and participated in Board of Game meetings in my years here. But I do feel that commercial interests are being overly represented in both boards, the Board of Game, the Board of Fisheries, etc. And I would like to see more diversity and more decisions based on biology rather than politics. And that's my statement.
Thank you for taking the time to share your thoughts with us today. Our next person is Gary Gearhart. Mr. Gearhart, go ahead and put your name on the record and give us your testimony.
This is Gary Gearhart. I am associated with the Safari Club International as a regional rep. I am currently down in Arizona on the New Mexico side hunting turkeys, so I'm taking the time out to speak, and I wish to speak in support of Ruth Cusack specifically to the Board of Game. She is a very passionate individual and is a remote wilderness hunter. She is not unfailing in being able to develop an opinion and following through with that opinion in the best advice of how a situation would occur in response to conservation problems or issues and so forth. She has been truly working hard within different hunting organizations. Yes, it is hunting. She is up with the currently a vice president of the Alaska Safari Club chapter. She volunteers a lot of her time to all different organizations, and I say all different organizations, that promote hunting, women, children in particular, being out in the outdoors, moving forward with that, and establishing and paying attention to issues that that will appeal to all folks, all outdoor users, whether they be hunters, wild fishermen, bird watchers,
backpackers, et cetera, et cetera. She will take in their concerns and weigh those concerns and issue a decision on that that would benefit all realtors within that one there and going out there. I truly am confident that the individual, Ruth Sue Cusack, will responsibly manage your critical wildlife resources and make balanced decisions in the best interest of all user groups. And I thank you for this opportunity, Mr.
Thank you, Mr. Gearhart, for taking the time to share your opinions with us. I need to just put on the record, Representative Schrage joined us at 2:07, and I'm not sure if Rauscher was announced. He joined us at 1:09. The next person to testify is Jennifer Yuha in Fairbanks. Jennifer, if you'll give us your name on the record and your testimony, please.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. My name is Jennifer Yuha. I am in Fairbanks, and I am representing myself. I am testifying on two of the appointees today, Mr. Alvarez and Ms. Ruth Cusack, as I find I can only speak to those with whom I have had personal experience. Both of these individuals are well-rounded people who, I believe, represent a diversity of interests within one person. We talk about diversity, and yet I hope that we are not putting people in a single box. An analogy I brought up with some folks in Fairbanks recently was the way that these two individuals have been criticized for possessing a guide license for limited areas and limited species would be the equivalent of saying, possessing a driver's license would exclude you from participating in a green energy panel or a public transportation panel. I don't find that fair. I have endured some of the same types of criticism. As a hunter and a hunter's advocate, someone who is also a birder and a photographer, I was actually criticized that how in the world could I represent viewing interests? And yet, in one of my nonprofit positions outside of my personal testimony, it was my idea, and so far I have raised over $103,000 simply to support the viewing at the bears at the McNeil River Sanctuary. I think that both of these individuals are also well-rounded and diverse individuals, and I hope that we wouldn't be discouraging those types of applicants to serve in a public capacity. Personally, Ruth and Al have both shown me that they will take this appointment seriously and they will take it as a measure of service. This is not about their egos or self-interest. I am absolutely confident that these individuals will take the position to serve to carefully dissect the ramifications of any decisions on each of the people that it would affect. So thanks for your for allowing this, and I'll take any questions if there are any.
Thank you, Ms. Yuha. And I don't see any questions. Thank you for taking the time to share with us today. Next is George Pierce in Casilla. Mr. Pierce, go ahead, put your name and any affiliation on the record and give us your testimony.
Yeah, I'm a 35-year resident here in Casilla, and I'm representing myself. You know, you guys have to stop this. You represent all these people that are begging to get on our fish board. They're special interest groups and nonprofits, and they don't represent any of the people here. I haven't heard any of them testify on the personal use fishery or subsistence. It's all about the guides. You're stacking the deck. In fact, the Board of Game the other day called in when you're taking testimony for the governor's appointees, and they said quit appointing guides to the game board. I don't understand you people. If they're not a scientist or they are not a biologist, they should not be in conducting how to do fishing game. I mean, the idea of the game board here is we're going to promote more game. And what do? They want to kill off all the predators. Common sense tells you, and I'm not a biologist, but you need to feed these animals. They need habitat, people, not another bunch of daggone special use interest groups coming up here and taking. And by the way, when you hear these guides coming on here begging for the job, they're not representing us. They're representing their clients. Their clients, people. That's what they're doing. So you got to stop doing what you're doing. If they're not qualified scientists or biologists, they do not have a place on our fish and game board. So please listen to what we're telling you. And we're not, I'm not calling from Kentucky or Tennessee or Ohio or Arizona. I live here and I've been here 35 years. And by you putting in special interest groups, we're losing our fish and our game. And you have to stop it. If they're not qualified, they don't need to be here. Nonprofits and special interest groups is all they're doing, and that's what they're going to represent. That's what they've done for 35 years. So please listen to the will of the people. And don't, I'm sure they're both all fine people, but we don't need them kind of fine good old boys stacking the deck, and that's exactly what you do.
All right. Mr. Pierce?
That's all I have to say.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Pierce, for taking your time.
I'll take questions if you want.
I don't see any questions, but I just want to clarify for you that as legislators, we don't put the names forward. We are by law to hear the names that the governor has put forward. That's what we've done today. You'll hear me make a statement in a moment that actions we take are not binding. There will be a confirmation vote in a joint session for each of the members individually. But
well, they have to be confirmed, and you're the people that confirm them.
Correct. That is the confirmation. We are required by law to consider the names that the governor has presented to us for his selection on those boards. So we are following what we are legally obligated to do in the process.
The legally duty is to represent the Alaskans, and those people that are in up there are not representing the Alaskans. They're representing out-of-state guides. That's all it is.
Thank you for your opinion, Mr. Pierce. You've had your say, and thank you for calling in to share your thoughts. And I guess for the record, I have not heard any concerns that any of the nominees are not residents. And we did hear, and gosh, it is springtime in Alaska, and people still like to go to other places. So Alaskans are allowed to travel to Arizona to get wild turkey. I do not see anyone else online. And I am confirming with our LIO operator there is no one else online. Members of the committee, do you have any questions or comments?
I have one.
Representative Kronk.
Thank you, Coach Irhanna. I guess I'm more of a statement to the three people that we do have in front of us. The utmost importance of me is to make sure that we have animals to put in our freezers. You're living in rural Alaska, that is the number one importance to me. So I ask if, as you guys are, you know, going, finishing this confirmation project, to keep that in mind, because especially with what's been going on the last couple of years and extreme high prices, I'm pretty sure a lot more Alaskans are going to be depending on our resources to fill their freezers. So I just wanted to make that statement. Thank you.
And I apologize to the committee. I forgot to close public testimony, so I need to gavel us out. Public testimony is closed. Representative Kronk, thank you for your statement. We won't consider that public testimony. We'll consider that member testimony. Other members of the committee? All right. With no further questions or comments at this point, we will pass around the signing sheet. And for the record, that reads that in accordance with Alaska Statute 3905080, the House Resources Committee has reviewed the following names and recommends the appointments be forwarded to a joint session for consideration. Big Game Commercial Services Board, Clay Nordlam. Board of Game, Ruth Cusack, James Cooney, and Al Barrett. Any signature here does not reflect your intent for any member to vote for or against the confirmation of the individuals during any further sessions. While that's passing around, the announcements I have to share with you is there will be no House Resources Committee on Friday, and the scheduled joint meeting with House Fisheries and House Resources for Saturday, look for follow-up, because it is appearing that there is a low quorum count for that meeting on Saturday, and it is, if you were a gambler, we are predicting it's going to be moved to a different date, but that's not affirmed yet. With nothing else to come before the committee, we are adjourning at 2:20.